This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian President Vladimir Putin has told the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson that Moscow will insist on Western guarantees, precluding NATO's expansion to Ukraine. A recent Russian troop buildup near Ukraine has drawn Ukrainian Western fears of an invasion, and U.S. President Joe Biden last week warned Putin of severe consequences if Moscow attacks its neighbor. Putin has denied plans of launching an attack, but pressed for Western guarantees, precluding NATO's expansion to Ukraine. In Monday's call with Johnson, Putin reaffirmed Moscow's concern about the development of Ukraine's territory by NATO members, saying that it poses a direct threat to Russia's security. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with the Indonesian President Joko Widodo on Monday afternoon before a full slate of events Tuesday, including a major speech on the Biden administration's Indo-Pacific strategy, just a day after joining his group of seven foreign minister colleagues and issuing the blunt demand for Russia to step back from a military escalation near the Ukrainian border. Blinken began the 48-hour visit to Indonesia, his plane parked in the shadow of that of Putin's national security advisor. European diplomats are expressing frustration with Iran's stance and talks aimed at salvaging Tehran's tattered 2015 nuclear deal, saying they're wasting precious time dealing with new Iranian demands and that time is running out. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Tuesday diplomacy remains the best option, but that Washington is engaging with partners on alternatives. Talks in Vienna between the remaining signatories to the 2015 agreement resumed last week in Vienna. Diplomats from Britain, France, and Germany had urged Tehran to come back with realistic proposals. This is VOA News. No U.S. troops involved in the August drone strike that killed innocent Kabul civilians and children will face disciplinary action, according to U.S. defense officials. The Pentagon said that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin approved recommendations for improvements in strike operations from the generals who led U.S. Central Command and Special Operations Command based on the findings of an independent Pentagon review released last month. There were no recommendations for discipline made by generals, according to John Kirby, the chief Pentagon spokesman. The review done by Air Force Lieutenant General Sami Saeed and endorsed by Austin in November found there were breakdowns in communication and in the process of identifying and confirming the target of the bombing, which killed 10 civilians, including seven children. But he concluded that the strike was a tragic mistake and not caused by misconduct or negligence. Workers, volunteers, and members of the National Guard were spreading across tornado-damaged areas of the state of Kentucky to assist with recovery tasks large and small. The work ranges from replacing thousands of damaged utility poles to delivering bottles of drinking water. The tornado outbreak Friday killed at least 88 people in five states. 74 of them were in Kentucky. The governor, Andy Beshear, said the death toll could grow as authorities continue to work around debris that slowed recovery efforts. And nearly 450 National Guard members have been mobilized in the state. 95 of them are doing fatality searches. Indonesia has lifted a tsunami alert following a magnitude 7.3 undersea earthquake that struck off Flores Island, triggering panic in a region prone to fatal quakes. One person was reportedly injured and a school damaged when the quake hit Tuesday at a depth of about 11 miles under the sea north of the town, the second largest on the island. After initial tsunami alert, the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center in Hawaii and later Indonesia's agency lifted the warning. The National Disaster Mitigation Agency spokesperson said residents in the area felt the shaking strongly. It was 1 year ago where the biggest vaccination drive in American history began with a flush of excitement in an otherwise gloomy December. Trucks loaded with freezer-packed vials of COVID-19 vaccine that had proven widely successful in clinical trials fanned out across the land, bringing shots that many hoped would spell the end of the crisis. Of course, that has not happened. A year later, many Americans are still dying. The nation's COVID-19 death toll stands at around 800,000. As the anniversary of the U.S. vaccine rollout arrives, a year ago it stood at 300,000. Via remote, I'm